and we're following news today from the war in Afghanistan. Yes, there is one, although it's been overshadowed by the fight against ISIS in Syria and Iraq. But today, U.S. officials confirmed that all six soldiers killed in a suicide attack near the U.S.-run Bagram airfield in Kabul are believed to be American. Let's bring in Phil Ewing, National Security Editor for NPR. And Phil, terrible news. Earlier today, we knew only that these were NATO forces, now possibly all American troops. What happened?
Well, from what we understand, these troops were patrolling the perimeter of this large airbase, as you said, north of Kabul, the capital. And apparently a suicide bomber on a motorbike approached them and blew himself up and was able to exact these terrible casualties. We don't know, because this investigation is getting underway, whether this was kind of a target of opportunity situation or whether there may have been some other backstory as part of this. Mm-hmm. But that's the picture we're getting so far.
Yeah. Well, the Taliban has claimed responsibility, and we're doing some calculations here. It would seem that this would be the biggest attack on foreign troops since August, certainly the biggest U.S. death toll in an attack.
Yes, I think that's so. The war in Afghanistan is not in headlines very much anymore because American troops have pulled back from active combat patrols into more of a support and advisory role. There are some special operations forces in Afghanistan that fly into a village at night and drag people out of their homes and do those kinds of spooky things. But most of what most U.S. troops are doing are behind the scenes, or at least that's the goal. Still, clearly, it's a war zone. Still, it's an active environment, and the dangers are made clear by this attack today.
Well, Defense Secretary Ash Carter was just in Afghanistan last week. What does this attack say about Taliban strategy and say maybe about what he had to say to Afghanistan's military officials during that visit?
Well, Carter was very complimentary during that visit about the work the Afghan National Security Forces have been doing. He made clear to praise their contributions, their efforts, and their sacrifices. But at the same time, as this attack shows, the Taliban are still there. They're still dangerous. They are retaking or challenging a lot of the sections of Afghanistan that at one time were cleared and recaptured by U.S. or international forces. And this has kind of always been part of their playbook. They wanted to stick around for as long as necessary and wait till these, what they view as foreign invaders, leave and then reestablish themselves as much as they could. Yeah. And so they've always said they would do that and be there over the long term and exact as many casualties as they could on these crusaders as they view them. And this is just another example of that.
Well, I don't mean to be flip here, but what, if anything, might ISIS have to do with this? I mean, you wonder if the Taliban, as we said, which has been off the radar, is looking at that and saying, let's get back on the radar. I mean, you know, are they competitive with ISIS? Is ISIS seen as making, you know, any kind of inroads in Afghanistan? What's the connection, if any?
I think that's the case, yes. So this attack, we don't yet know if there's a connection, but if we pull back the aperture a little bit, ISIS definitely is making inroads in Afghanistan. In fact, when Ash Carter, the defense secretary, was there, he described these quote-unquote little nests of ISIL springing up all around the world, including there. And he also said there are actually, sadly, quite a number of terrorist groups in Afghanistan. That's a quote from him. And so there is this tension in and among these extremist groups, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS in Afghanistan, because as those spaces that were once patrolled by U.S. troops become lawless and ungoverned again, these extremist groups are trying to come in and fill the void. And so right now there's tension among them in terms of which one is going to come out on top.
And very, very briefly, Phil, what do you think might happen after this attack? I mean, the Obama administration was criticized for pulling troops out of Iraq. His critics said that led to the rise of ISIS. Here we have low troop presence in Afghanistan. Will we see maybe a call for more troops to protect them?
I think it's very unlikely the number of U.S. troops will increase, but the president has basically acknowledged that his one-time plan to draw them down was not going to work as envisioned. And so he has reduced the ramp, if you will, at which they'll be brought home. And I think this is just going to reinforce in the minds of a lot of people the wisdom of that decision.
NPR's National Security Editor Phil Ewing, thanks so much.
Thank you.